This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. We have been studying this for quite some time. We are now at the 41st study. We're going to get right into it. We're about at chapter 13 and verse 11. We're going a little slow, because I think there's so much to this. And, you know, it may sound a little far-fetched on some of it, but trust me, the interpretation will explain it and make it simpler. But let's go ahead and get right into it. Now, the 13:11, the second beast, then I saw another beast come up out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb's, but spoke like a dragon. It wielded all the authority of the first beast in its sight and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed. It had performed great signs, even making fire come down from heaven in the sight of everyone. Remember, these signs are nothing new. In Egypt, the magicians can do signs. They perform signs to compete with Moses' rod turned into a serpent and swallowed theirs. Now, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in the sight of everyone, Satan can do this. He's the god of this world at present time, and he can do this, whether it be volcanic ash or whatever. It deceived the inhabitants of the earth with signs it was allowed to perform in the sight of the first beast. Now, this they call the false prophet, trying to get people to fall or to convince them that the first beast is the Antichrist, actually. This Antichrist system. And, of course, there are going to be people trying to convince others that they're right. Take a look at the Democrat Party. Trying to get you to think that everything they do is right, when in reality, it's all of the devil. It's satanic. It's actually Antichrist. Nothing new under the sun, believe me. Although it may sound like it's, you know, magical, everything's supernatural, not necessarily. Now, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth with the signs it was allowed to perform, the sight of the first beast, telling them to make an image for the beast who had been wounded by the sword and revived. It was then permitted to breathe life into the beast's image so that the beast's image could speak and could have anyone who did not worship it put to death. It forced all the people, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a stamped image on their right hands or foreheads, so that no one could buy or sell except the one who had the stamped image of the beast's name or the number that stood for its name. Wisdom is needed here. Who understands? Who can calculate the number of the beast? for it is a number that stands for a person. A man, actually. His number is 666. Now, these things we've heard before. Nothing new. We've heard it over and over and over again. You've probably read all the books. Left Behind. And you've got all of the truth yourself that you need to have. But I'm here to offer you something else, an alternative to the norm of, you know, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit, neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned. Now, in 11, we read the, actually 13 now, we're at the 13th chapter. And verse 11, actually, I think is where we're at. I saw this beast, this false prophet. Now, as we've mentioned before, I believe this false prophet can be anything. The news media, the television. It can be a nation. It can be multitudes of people that have fallen prey to satanic spirits and demon spirits that have come up out of the earth, unclean spirits like frogs, possessing them and convincing them to follow the first beast, the first issuance of Satan's Antichrist system, which we could all say that if you want to get technical about it, the Democrats almost accomplished that in Joe Biden in his administration. Take a look at that Antichrist system and that Antichrist bunch that almost accomplished the Antichrist system in the presidency of the United States. Look at the demonic, devilish, you name it. The abortion pills and the abortion snowball, the transgender trying to get little, mutilating their bodies and trying to get them to be transgendered. And aside from the obedience and the permission of their own parents, look at what they almost accomplished. We could say that that was the first beast. Actually, well, Obama actually was the part of the Antichrist too. He's part of this whole system. Just look at what they almost accomplished. Separating families by transgender and getting their children to come and get mutilated and transgendered. This is demonic from the pit of hell, right? If this is not Antichrist, I don't know what is, folks. If this is not an Antichrist system, was not an Antichrist system, the Joe Biden system, I don't know what is. I don't know what would be. That's about as close to an Antichrist system as you could get. And this system, to be honest with you, the whole news media was behind it. And it still is. The news media is the false prophet trying to get people to fall away from Christ. Try to get them to fall away from the truth. Fall away and go back to this climate hoax system. This climate change hoax system. And this whole thing, killing cows and murdering little children and riots in the streets and feces and needles running rampant all over in these so-called sanctuary cities. If that's not Antichrist, I don't know what is. You tell me. Write to me. And a call here at the station. Let me know. This is about as close to Antichrist as you can get. Now, this system was wounded. This system was wounded. When people finally woke up and said, no more devil, no more demons. Quite possibly this could be called that wound in the head. The head was wounded. He's still wounded. He left with his tail between his legs. Obama, Biden, they all left with their tail between their legs. They're wounded. They were wounded. Now you say, oh, Brother Hansen, you're really getting close to home. Yeah, well, where do you want me to get too close to? This is as close as it gets. Saw this beast coming out of the earth, the news media. And they're always doing the supernatural, trying to get you to believe in the Antichrist system. They have a way of accomplishing miracles, making people think lies are the truth. And that's what Isaiah said. I think it was Isaiah or Daniel. It'll be a time when people will think the truth is lies, and the lies are the truth. And this is the miracle of the news media and TV and a bunch of other things. They exercise all the authority of the first beast. Trying to get the whole earth. The whole earth. We're talking the whole earth here, folks. The news media covers the whole earth. Who do you think could cover the whole earth? One person. Never. No one is going to do that. It's a group, a conglomeration of many, many people that are covering the entire earth, and that's the news media. The lying, fake news media. That's who is trying to convince everyone to follow the first beast, not anyone else. The first beast. I think it came with Obama, Biden. He brought it. He's part of it. Maybe not the Antichrist, but part of the first beast, the Antichrist system. Joe Biden, such a part of the first beast, got elected by cheating. And they're finding it now in Georgia and Arizona and every place. The devil cheated these people into office. And they are still, some of them are still there. Performs these miracles of communication through the airwaves. Deceives those who dwell in the earth because of the signs. The signs. The signs of supernatural lying. Talk about fire from heaven. Fire of lies from heaven. Fire coming into your home and lying to you and trying to get you to believe that transgender and gay lifestyle and every other thing and drugs are okay, fine, let's just legalize them. It's all right, needles in the street, feces in the street, it's okay. Everybody's cool. We don't have to contact the parents of these transgender candidates. Just get the doctors in and do it. The wound. They made an image of the beast. This image is everyone, this demonic possession, mass possession of people. This mass possession that the devil has accomplished. Possessing these people. Made him come to life again. He's going to come to life again. That's what the Bible says. He's going to come to life again. There was given to him breath to an image of the beast, that the image of the beast might speak and cause as many as do not worship him, the image of the beast, to be killed. What else could be? What else could be that powerful? Other than a group, a powerful group of climate hoax, transgender, demon-possessed people that could cause this to come into being. You think I'm kidding you, don't you? I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Talk about bring it home. This is bringing it home, folks. We're going to stop there because we're simply out of time. At the 13th chapter and about verse 16. And we'll take this up tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm going to try to upload all these so you can go through. You may think Brother Hansen's crazy. He's gone off the deep end. He's nuts. He's saying that Joe Biden, Obama was part of the Antichrist. They were. They were and they are. The Antichrist's not done yet. The Antichrist system is not done. The only thing that withholds them is the church. The visible, the supernatural, the power of the church, of the living God, is the only thing that's keeping them away, at bay. Mark it down. Once the church is removed, taken out, whatever, it's over. It's all over but the cry. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. We'll call you back. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 8599. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.